Shabbos Perek Chav Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 24:4, and the third of the three Mishnayos talking about preparing food for animals on Shabbos. So the Mishnah starts out by saying that one can mechatchin esadiluin lifnei abehema. One is permitted to cut up a gourd. A gourd is like, I think, like a pumpkin, into small pieces to feed to the livestock. The idea here is that, first of all, even though normally pumpkins, daluin, whatever they are, gourds are not for feeding animals, they're really for feeding people. Here, they are not considered moktzah, since they can be repurposed for animals if you cut them in small pieces, and therefore the Tanna Kamma holds they're not moktzah, and they can be fed to animals, and the fact that it's quite a work, quite a big job, to cut up the gourd into small pieces is not considered tirchi asera. It's necessary for feeding the animals because the animals will not be able to eat the gourd as is. It's too big and too hard. Similarly, one may chop up a carcass to feed to the dogs. We're talking here again about some kind of carcass which is either too tough for the dogs to eat as is and therefore needs human intervention to cut it up. Else it would be tirchi asera. Alternatively, we're talking about little tiny dogs eating a regular carcass, but again, their teeth are little, so they need help. In either of those cases, it's permitted to do it on Shabbos, feed the animals. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma here, who's Rabbi Shimon, who's very lenient when it comes to muktzah, as it happens, so he would agree that in the case of the gourd, if it were attached to the ground before Shabbos, it certainly is muktzah. No one's intending, there's no way to get the gourd off, and even if it happened to get detached on Shabbos, since going into Shabbos, no one had any dream in their mind of getting that gourd for feeding animals, it would be muktzah. In contrast, when it comes to the animal carcass, even if this animal had been alive going into Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, it is not muktzah if it dies on Shabbos, since he holds that, at least in the back of your mind, you figured, okay, animals die sooner or later, and when this animal does die, should it die, I will feed it to my dogs. So that's already sufficient, as far as he's concerned, to not make it muktzah. Rabbi Huda, who is stricter when it comes to muktzah, disagrees, and he says, im lo haisa nevel me'erev Shabbos, if the animal hadn't died and become a carcass going into Shabbos, asura, then it would be forbidden to chop it up on Shabbos, lefisha ena min amuchan, because it's muktzah, it wasn't set aside for use before Shabbos, you didn't have it in mind to use, and therefore it's muktzah. According to most mefarshim, the Bar Tanura included, so Rabbi Yehuda actually also holds that the gourd is muktzah had it been attached, and even if it weren't attached, it would still be muktzah because you didn't think to serve it to your animals, and it certainly didn't think to use it for yourself either, because gourds, like pumpkins, are simply inedible if you don't cook them. And since this hadn't been cooked going into Shabbos, you can't cook it on Shabbos, it's off limits for people and therefore for animals as well. That's what most learn. Some people learn that the gourd is not muktzah, and since it could be ne'achal al yedei l'chak, it could be eaten under extenuating circumstances, even raw, people could bring themselves to eat it, and therefore, actually, Rabbi Yehuda would not disagree with that, with the gourd case. And indeed, the way our Mishnah reads, he doesn't take issue with the gourd case explicitly, but mostly the part to understand that just because he's coming second, then he's arguing with the principle in general. Either way, the halacha is, like Rabbi Shimon, ostensibly, meaning that one, yes, may cut up gourds, provided they weren't attached going into Shabbos, and that's not considered tirchi asera, they're not considered muktzah, since they're fit for animals as well. As far as the animal carcass goes, same story, not considered tirchi asera if needed, so the animals could eat the carcass. If the animal had been alive going into Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says, indeed, also the same idea like Rabbi Shimon, that it's not muktzah if it dies on Shabbos to feed it to the animals because you had this thing in the back of your mind, although the Mishnah Berurah does bring shitas, including the Gra, who are mistapek. They are not sure that indeed it's true that it wouldn't be muktzah. So you'd have to be a little potentially room to be machmir in that scenario.